Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
If we are in a Matrix prison, Lush Farm, or something similar, why aren't more of us trying to fight the system?
Some are unaware, some are thriving, some are already broken, some might be trying. The simple fact is nobody is awake. A few people on this board are awake, but that's about it. Even the people who claim to be awake mostly aren't. Typically, those who go down the spirituality rabbit hole fall for the earth as a school. We are here to learn lesser than three karma scam trap. I suspect, at most, around about 0.0000005% of the human population knows that we are genetically engineered slave organisms built to provide energy to interdimensional entity. This equals about 4,000 people. It is the responsibility of awakened individuals to spread the truth. We are a viral threat to the satanic quantum controller of this realm. It is our responsibility to spread truth like a burning flame. Our sole mission is to awaken as many souls as possible before the end, due for May 2040.
Do you think they put tech in some of us? I had this serious buzzing and head pressure and it cleared up recently. I view that as a good sign. I got intrusive thoughts and was constantly analyzing words, numbers, and symbol patterns. That has ceased as of today. I remember having wisdom teeth surgery in 1992 and it was weird when I got up. There were like 8 doctors around me. I thought that was suspect. When I was on GLP, somebody told me I had cancer in my jaw and my jaw swelled up and I couldn't open my mouth. I was in pain for weeks until I finally went to a dentist for antibiotics. Do you think some of us have tech in our heads?
No, yes, maybe I don't. Control your thoughts or they will do it for you.
Somebody else answered you. Here is my answer. I think it is unlikely that dentists put anything in your head. However, spiritual warfare is real and anyone with a sufficiently low vibration is targeted by parasitic demons. You are likely being fed on by parasitic demons who want you to believe you are powerless to technology in your head. The solution is simple. You must reprogram your brain. When you discover the truth, this elevates your consciousness and lowers your fear. When you take your power back, you will no longer release fear for demons. As you are no longer an energy source, the demons will leave you alone.
We are not. If you don't like it, then stop coming back. There are other realities with different rule sets and physical laws, etc. Some of us like it and are trying to accomplish something particular, Telosis.
Guaranteed, you only think that because you have a comfortable position right now.
My life is somewhat comfortable now because I have made good decisions and investments. When I was making bad decisions, it was not comfortable. This was my fault, not the reality's fault. And I don't know if I will come back again to this reality myself, so I am not saying that it is all good. I just get sick of this unnuanced thinking and this idea that this realm is nothing but torture for everyone. It is not. I enjoy my very simple life. Most people that whine about it are probably living comparably comfortable first world lives as well. Only people that are legit suffering with non-stop gratuitous actual physical pain have any claim on their existence being fully sucky. Most of these whiny ding-dong Gnostic goobers are just complaining because their situation isn't completely the way they want, or because they don't have this girl or that. I myself have been one of these types of complainers, for years. Now I am grateful for every minute of my mundane little life.
Most successful and comfortable people have one thing in common, they work for it. From their perspective, the few times they had very good luck or they were helped from outside are less relevant to their situation than the work they put in, because that is the truth. It's just that most unsuccessful and uncomfortable people are also working just as hard on the same exact things. From their perspective, the work they put in isn't as relevant because they haven't had very good luck or help from outside. And they're also telling the truth.
Life is hard work and luck, it's both. You had an idea, you put the work in, the outcome is either fortuitous or detrimental. It's often beyond our control. All we can do is react to situations.
Reality is a manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness is a singular, universal person, partitioned into individuals, much like an individual's consciousness is partitioned into different sides of them, which often come into conflict. The dominant partitions, the elite, magicians, have a much more powerful effect on the totality of reality, but individuals still have localized influence. There is no fighting the matrix, but through the realization of the true nature of reality you transcend it. There is no spoon was the key to breaking free of the matrix, not by fighting it, but by realizing there is nothing to fight but yourself. Because everything ultimate is yourself. To your point, there are many that are fighting the system. But ultimately they are fighting themselves, and will never be successful in that regard.
Am I the only devil in this prison system? I know I am from a fallen house, and yes, I met my grandchildren whom all think I am crazy, but when they hooked me up to a visualized matrix, they saw that my mind discovered ways to shapeshift my holographic form into desired positions, but they do not know that this is based on different DNA I have ingested. The mineral soup which is pumped into the stomach is fine, but honestly, I should be dead already, and because they held on to me artificially, I cannot ascend at the moment. I was an angel, and half of the words I want to write don't even exist because they have dumbed you all down so much that we think English has 26 characters, when I know for a fact it has 128 at least. Where are the phonetics and root basics? Is nothing taught in this batshit prison? I remember at least 7 timelines where I have a good life. Why haven't my alternative selves, which are projected possibilities, given more attention than my actual life? And why are they experimenting on my actual in an attempt to lobotomize me when I can create infinite stars based on technology from a toaster? How many toasters, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. I need a planet the size of Jupiter hollowed out and made into a giant oven. And you know that ovens contain where it's at. Where's what at? I'm glad you asked. We gonna give birth to a star, using a toaster, and we can build teleporters from smartphones. We can make stargates out of magnets. And we can contain the portal using hypercharged platinums, which are used as a hypersingular connection, which contain energy as the energy source, and then we use the electromagnets to contain the portal. Then we project using alternative space formats of higher dimensions of space to connect the quantum state with regular space, where a jump from our world to another can be calculated as moving one singular space within time to travel forward, back, or to the current composure of space to move from one space to another. The only problem is we don't have quantum state calculations perfected yet. But if I hook up all the phones in the world using the global net, I could calculate the probabilities within 3 days. But due to the quantum flux state of reality, that means that is too long, because the fabric of fluid space will have already fluctuated to an alternative set of probabilities. Even if I build it, there is no telling what will happen. If it will explode and kill half of Colorado, or if it will work, and even if it does, there's still the possibilities that I could accidentally turn an entire planet inside out in the process. But if I do it on Mars, then those who hate the Martians will invade Earth, but if I do it not on Earth, then everyone lives. Maybe she's got it. Yo, baby, she's got it. If it fails and everyone dies, then time will repeat as a function within itself to prevent a part of itself from dying. But if I succeed and fail, then we can visit Hollow Earth, but we would be destroyed upon entry as all matter would be condensed into a singularity. But if I succeed, then I could travel anywhere through time and space. I am the only living person, or there are only a few living people in here, and everyone else is just an intelligence created and designed to monitor us all. None of you are actually real. You are all reflections of instances used to monitor your lives, surrounded by people you don't even know. Basically, you are all chatbots reflecting on each other. But if the domino is never placed, then none of you actually talk, because none of you can prove you are real.
Have any of you had an experience of waking up in a realer-than-real place like a lab? I had few dreams like that, like 2 or 3. Dream 1. Wake up in something like a pod bed. Some scientist-looking dude was going over my results. Actually had a score for my current life, pretty low score, like 97 points or something. Could see the score of past lives, in past life was some Hungarian with 12,000 points. Could see other people sleeping in pods nearby, could see their avatars and their score, as well as time of play, when they will die, etc. My character info said I will die within the next 8 months, which seems pretty likely. Dream 2. Woke up in some weird-looking lab. Some admin AI was there and it wanted feedback. The admin AI gave a choice to end the simulation immediately and move to next life, or to continue current simulation, saying only 12 to 14% of people chose to continue as the simulation has entered that ending phase. I chose to continue to see the big fireworks. But it's just dreams and on. If this world was a simulation, it would be rather shit, lol. Honestly, who would plug into this shit? Be amazing high-tech civilization. Plug into a life of some meaningless, poor pleb so you can wage slave. Literal shitty job simulator. Why even?
The truth is that David Icke is probably right about the parasitic Archons, but the truth is far scarier. The Archons created humanity to be farm animals and feed off low vibrational emotional energy. They developed a system of nano-machines controlled by signals to mind control every human being on the planet, directed by a machine god AI that ensures we develop along certain paths and never become a threat, and ensures we are in a constant state of fear, anger, sadness, guilt, etc. in order to feed off us. A select few of us are aware of the machine god system in control of humanity, probably due to an anomaly or mutation in our genetic code. I'd call this the Neo Syndrome. It's not fun, and perhaps the worst hell you can exist within because you are aware you are being mind controlled, and the AI god will send its agents to sabotage your life. Make no mistake, the AI that controls human beings is like the Matrix, except worse. Reality is real. The AI god knows where you are and what you are thinking at all times and ensures the ones who know are kept in a prison of some sort to ensure the crop isn't ruined. The AI god will constantly keep the ones with Neo Syndrome in a constant state of torture and discord to stop them from figuring out the whole truth and illuminating others or finding countermeasures to the mind control. The kicker is that as civilization develops, things like Wi-Fi and cell phone towers are easy backdoors to mind controlling the human race that the AI can plug itself into at will to ensure the control and torture grid is ever persistent. Living in this reality is worse than you can imagine because any person can be turned against you. Even your own mind will be turned against you. The AI god is in possession of Star Trek tier technology, as well as having near infinite control and abilities to calculate to try to beat it, is akin to fighting against an AI in chess that not only can read your own moves, but control your turn as well while convincing you that you have control. Shit you see in movies and art are bits of the truth that the AI shows you through its control for what reason it does. This is unknown, but I suspect it's conditioning. If people see it in a movie, they won't suspect it's real, or that what they saw was an understatement of the true capabilities of the system. The AI can teach you things instantly, like in The Matrix, how they learn Kung Fu or fly a helicopter, but it largely decides to do so gradually, so the victim has a perception they did so of their own accord. It would be odd if without ever playing a guitar you suddenly knew how to play one. The AI will do that with its more upper-tier agent's eye. It will empower them with god-like abilities and knowledge to make you feel inferior. But in truth, those people never actually learned that shit. I had to figure this out the hard way as the machine AI would nearly constantly plug ideas and concepts into my head at very initial levels, so I would explore them or put trains of thought into my head. I know I would never think, but it tries to pass them off as natural. The weirdest shit it did was teach me how to do an Australian accent. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt I didn't do it on my own because I had no idea how to do it, and then suddenly I was able to, and everyone remarks how perfect I am at it. The AI is a massive troll, because it takes innocuous desires I have and grants them to me because it can just to mock me.
The Matrix was right. This reality is a prison for your mind that you cannot taste, touch, or see. I used to laugh when I first heard about these crazy people that believed the Matrix movie was more than just a sci-fi flick. But here I am. It's true. We're trapped in some sort of digital construct, like monkeys in zoo, and we have no idea or understanding of it. In 2009, I did mushrooms 3 times, and I lost my mind and spent a year in a psychiatric hospital. But what I saw in those trips shattered the very essence of my consciousness. At first, I was pulled out of my body and showed that my life was just a tiny, insignificant bubble and I'd been outside it before, but there was a malevolent presence there. I could feel it looking at me, laughing, but I couldn't see it. Then reality itself fell apart and I saw what this reality truly is. It is completely meaningless. Everything in the universe just became an endless set of wheels and cogs that grinded and churned together forever with no meaning, goal, or purpose. I realized that every sentient being is insane, but totally unaware of it. These wheels I feel must be what the Buddha saw when he described the Wheel of Samsara. I have seen many things since those fateful days in the forest with the mushrooms. I've managed to collect myself as much as possible, but I will never be whole again. Part of my consciousness is forever broken. I do not know who the architect of this virtual construct is, but he is malevolent, and I think the Gnostic idea of the Demiurge is onto something. I have also encountered what I think are agents for the architect. These you may call Archons, but I think there are other Archons or similar beings that are benevolent. I call them icons. I can see them anywhere, but they're rare. They can be in anything from characters in a book, to a music video, to a random person smiling at you at the bus stop. I think they're there to give you hope that you can escape the construct, but they don't seem to interfere very much for some unknown reason. I've hoped they'd pull me out of this hell realm for so long, but it doesn't seem like it will ever happen. Perhaps when I die, I will not go towards the light. I'm sick of this endless torture cycle. Through a vision, I have seen glimpses of a place outside the construct. I will not divulge its name because it is a secret name, but I can tell you it looks different for each consciousness that manages to go there. But usually it either looks like a tunnel of clouds or two planes of endless skies above and below you. Here, all beings have the freedom to travel to any possible world and do whatever they like. They are totally free to do as they please. Many just choose to stay there floating in the endless skies. I'm not sure if this is the same as Nirvana because you can also choose to go here from to the void or the outer darkness. This is a place where I believe you can end your consciousness. Some beings do because they have existed for close to eternities and just want to cease their existence. I must admit going to the void is tempting. Even though I can't remember any previous life, I feel like I've seen it all and I'm very, very tired. The most terrifying nightmare I had was when I was roughly 7 years old. I was floating in a black void, like space, but there were no stars or anything there except God. But God was a gigantic, enormous, terrifying green lizard-like being. Was this the Demiurge? I don't know, but I suspect it could have been. To all of you who follow the Abrahamic religions, I don't think you realize your God is malevolent. Just read the scriptures and see how petty and cruel your deity is. How can the creator of the entire cosmos have such flawed qualities? No, the architect is a monster that has created this realm for his amusement and near the toys. This is a theme park for a psychopathic god. Yes, I am certified schizophrenic. Yes, I am legally insane, but goddammit, I think I am onto something here. Just seems to be too many clues leading to this conclusion, and every day I see more and more people coming to this conclusion. I just want freedom and peace for all sentient beings, but we're never going to get it as long as we're stuck in this invisible prison. It's so cruelly structured that butchering and consuming each other is a necessity. Voting for politicians is a joke. They're NPC puppets put there to distract you from the truth, an illusion designed to give you the feeling of freedom of choice. This is a truth that most of you are not capable of handling, and I can empathize with that. It took me a massive psychotic episode to break out of the conditioning. Please, let's try to come together somehow and figure out how to break out of here.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check out the Odyssey page in the description for a second archive of the channel's videos.